This is Fresh Air. Today, our rock critic, Ken Tucker, goes country with a review of new albums by Dwight Yoakam and Randy Travis. These two young country singers have become stars since their first albums were released last year. But before we hear from Ken, here's a taste of Randy Travis's new album, Always and Forever.
You've been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back now. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
Many people who enjoy all sorts of popular music find it hard to overcome certain prejudices against country music. The most common complaints are that it's corny, sentimental, or excessively sexist, and that it's not a form in which serious work can be done. This kind of grousing is at least as old as the TV show Hee Haw, which actually satirizes city slicker cliches about country music. These prejudices were trotted out again when John Travolta turned country into a snide joke in the movie Urban Cowboy. These days, however, many people who thought they didn't like country music are coming around to the pleasures of this pop genre. The main reason for this is a new generation of country singers who managed to avoid corniness while remaining true to the form's stoic sentiments. People like George Strait, Randy Travis, Dwight Yoakam, Reba McEntire, and Steve Earle have revitalized country music with songs that are simple, passionate, and intelligently self-conscious. At their best, these singers toy with the conventions of country, the funny song titles, the exaggerated drawls, the whine of the pedal steel guitar. Here, for example, is Randy Travis doing all those things. This is a song called Forever and Ever, Amen.
Promise you now, this love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die.
That was Randy Travis with a song from his new album, Always and Forever. Travis, who's still in his 20s, is typical of the country singers who've come to be called the new traditionalists. He rejects the pop melodies and rock instrumentation that much of the previous generation thought was necessary to be a star. Instead, he harks back to classic country singers of the 50s and 60s, like George Jones and Merle Haggard. Another of the new traditionalists, Dwight Yoakam, is deliberately provocative. He claims as his chief influence one of the old-timers most despised by pop fans, Buck Owens, best known as the former co-host of Hee Haw. What Yoakam knows is that 25 years ago, Owens was the architect of the Bakersfield Sound, a California brand of pure country that was as distinct and exciting as any sort of rock and roll. Here's a bit of that sound the way Dwight Yoakam does it from his new album, Hillbilly Deluxe.
You've got your little way. Tear me up, leave me in small pieces on the ground. You've got your little ways of hurting me, they're not too big. One cold look from you can knock me down. To look at you and me, no one would ever know the pain that I've endured. I won't let it show. My friends would laugh out loud if they only knew the truth about how I am just your lovesick fool. 'Cause you got your little ways of hurting me. You know just how to tear me up, leave me in small pieces on the ground. And you got your little ways of hurting me. They're not too big, but they're real tough. Just one cold look from you can knock me down.
That was Dwight Yoakam and a song called Little Ways. What Randy Travis and Dwight Yoakam share is their youth. They grew up at a time when young people were surrounded by rock and roll, and yet they made a decision to record country music, to reclaim it for their generation. They've done it so well, so sincerely, that they've become the country version of rock superstars.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.